Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Now, so about canning season, you know, things got to go in the cans, and things got to preserve the cans, and I know my grandma had a lot of cans, so I'm a little familiar, but I'm sure you got a lot more than I know off the top of my head.
Yes, definitely. It's hard to believe that canning season is upon us, and I know some are starting to think about gardening, and soon we'll be enjoying some fresh produce later in the summer from that garden. If you are planning on canning any of that garden produce to enjoy later in the year, now is really a good time to check your equipment and supplies. One of the first things that you can do is to check your canner for any dents or warping on the bottom, as that can really affect the heat distribution during the canning process. Also want to be sure that you're using a canner that's recommended for the type of food that you're wanting to can. So if you're planning on canning plain vegetables like green beans, carrots, corn, or even meats, you're going to want to make sure to use a pressure canner because that's we can use that for low-acid foods. Water bath canners can be used for foods that are more high acidity, such as our fruits or when you're making jams and jellies or pickles. Another thing that you can do is to make sure to examine and look at your canning jars that you may have on hand. You can rub your finger around the rim of those jars to feel for any cracks or chips. Cracks or chips in the tops of those jars may cause lids not to seal properly, and so you want to also look over the body of the jars to make sure there's not any scratches or cracks in those, because those scratches and cracks can cause the jars to break during processing. When you are planning to can, you're going to want to make sure to use clean canning jars. So before every use, you're going to want to make sure to wash those empty jars in hot water with detergent or rinse. Make sure to rinse those well by hand. You can also run them through the dishwasher as well. Sometimes if you've used jars a few times, you may notice that they have a scale or a hard water film on those jars. And you can remove that by soaking the jars in a solution that contains a cup of vinegar per gallon of water prior to washing them. And that should help take care of some of that hard water film or scale on the jars. You also will want to make sure that you've got enough lids and flaps on hand as lids for the canning jars. Those flat pieces should only be used once. You want to look over those lids and make sure they don't have any defects and make sure that the entire seal compound is present. You can reuse the rings, but if they get rusty, you want to make sure to replace those. You can also check the rubber gaskets and valves on your canner. Those gaskets and safety plugs should be soft and flexible. They shouldn't be brittle or sticky or cracked. If they are, you may want to look at replacing those, and also want to make sure those safety valves and vents are cleaned and open easily as well. Make sure to use safe recipes. Many people have canning recipes that have been passed down from generation to generation. However, with some of our current research, many of those recipes can become unsafe, maybe due to improper acidity, processing methods, or length of time, processing time. So make sure to use those recommended safe recipes, and you can find those on the National Center for Home Food Preservation website, or you can also stop by one of our offices in Linden, Garnett, or Ottawa, and we have a lot of up-to-date canning information and recipes on specific items, foods, or tomatoes, for example, vegetables, different things that you may be canning. We'd be happy to help provide you some information and recipes as well. And finally, if your pressure canner uses a dial gauge, it's recommended to get that gauge checked for accuracy. Pressure canners can use either a dial or a weighted gauge. And while the weighted gauges don't require the testing, it's important to check those dial gauges for accuracy each year. Now is a good time right before canning season starts. Testing those gauges for accuracy help make sure those canning jars are being processed to the correct amount of pressure to prevent the growth of pathogens that could potentially lead to foodborne illness. And we do test gauges free of charge in all three of our local offices in the Frontier District. And so you can bring your canner lid by one of those offices in Linden, Garnett, or Ottawa, and we'd be happy to work with you and happy to check that gauge to make sure it's reading properly. If you have additional canning questions or need some additional information or recipes, you're always welcome to contact myself in the Garnett office. And that phone number is at 785-448-6826. And we also have canning information and resources posted on our Frontier District website. And that can be found at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
It's very exciting times. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Marion County Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.